Hey, what's up, guys? It's Sean here with the Sean G Podcast, and here's my next episode about a new development coming, which I'm really excited about. Once again, my name is Sean G. If you want to get in touch with me, gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Again, that's gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. And I'm here with Scott Davey from Davey Real Estate. Hey, Scott, how are
you? Hey, Sean, pleasure to be with you.
Scott, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your history a little bit?
Sure. I'm a leading real estate broker when it comes to listing pre-construction high-rise condo towers and subdivisions across Ontario, southwestern Ontario. And I've been an advisor to most of the GTA's top developers.
So, Scott, we're here today to kind of get into something a little bit interesting. We wanted to talk a little bit about your new development, which we have in Mississauga, and it's called the Final Phase at Edge, and it's the building goes by the name of Oro Condos, is that correct?
That's correct. It's Oro at Edge Towers, or just Oro, and it's the final of three towers at Edge Towers.
Okay, so we're super excited about this launch. The previous two buildings are pretty much almost sold out, so Oro's I think pretty much one of the best located buildings out of the three, would you say?
It's situated right on here in Ontario. So it's sitting right where the LRT is, and it's also walking distance to the local GO train station, Cooksville GO train station, which takes you right to Union Station. So it's got a great location.
Okay, so look, before, sorry, I didn't mean to already put you into that, but like, let's talk a little bit about this project here. Can you tell me a little bit about the future of the GTA real estate market and why we get a lot of consumers here that aren't really sold on Mississauga, and they want to basically know, like, why should consumers choose Mississauga over downtown Toronto?
Right. So that's kind of two questions. So let's deal with the first question first, Sean.
Sure.
So, you know, when we talk about what's happening in the GTA, in real estate, we have to sort of look at the big picture first, because often real estate's driven by what's going on. So the Canadian economy will do well when the American economy does well. When the American economy does poorly, Canada does poorly. No matter what happens, what we do in Canada, if the United States is doing poorly, we will not do well here.
Definitely.
So the good news is the U.S. economy is booming and is going to continue to boom, is expected to continue to do so over the next few years. So despite what's happening in Canada right now, with the oil industry being shut down, despite the recent trade deal we just made, we're going to be losing our auto. A big chunk of our auto industry is going to be moving to the United States. We've already seen the first shutdown in Oshawa. So there's certain sectors of the economy that are not going to be doing well in the near future. But fortunately, real estate is not one of them. Real estate will continue to be very strong. What's driving real estate is immigration, low interest rates, and then a shortage of land available to build. So what we're going to see is prices are going to continue to rise. If people don't buy soon, they're likely not going to be able to afford to buy in the next 4 or 5 years. So what's going to happen is the people on the bottom of the ladder are going to get knocked off, and it's only going to be people who are a little bit more wealthy who are going to be able to afford to buy.
Yeah, and you actually have a book describing this whole kind of phenomenon we have going on with the GTA home affordable crisis, right?
That's
the home
right.
ownership.
Yeah, and that's at affordablehomeownership.ca, and it's a free download. So basically, what we've seen in the low-rise market happen as brand new houses got too expensive, people started driving to affordability. They started driving out of town. So we're now going to start to see the same thing in the high-rise market, but slightly different. People who wanted to buy in downtown Toronto are not going to be able to afford to buy anymore now. We've got prices of $2,000 a square foot or $2,200 a square foot in good locations with good quality in downtown Toronto now. So many people are going to drive to affordability. It's going to be a shorter drive. It's going to be a drive to Mississauga, or it's going to be a drive to Vaughan, or it's going to be a drive to Markham or Richmond Hill, where the prices will be a little better, much better than downtown.
So as we see here, the Toronto market keeps getting more expensive and more expensive. And I guess you know, you can speak to this as well as I can, that every project that comes out is just more price per square foot, more price per square foot. And it's really reached a point where, you know, it's really, really expensive to live downtown. And exactly what you're getting is a really, like some people call it, a shoebox in the sky, and not too much space. So I guess that's kind of driving people out of the city and into the neighboring suburbs, right?
Right. And just in fairness, it's so easy to blame the developers for this. But the reality is the cost of land has dramatically increased because of the shortage of land. The cost of labor and materials has also skyrocketed. And our politicians keep increasing the lot levies as well. So with costs increasing and increasing, those costs have to be passed down to the consumer.
So the developers are just essentially passing it down to the consumer.
That's right, because they have no choice. And
So, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Sure, no, go ahead.
So when we talk about Toronto to Mississauga, the comparison, like, what is the rental market like in downtown Mississauga? Like, so can you elaborate a little bit on
that? So that's a great question. So the local Mississauga is obviously a very big place, and there's different communities within Mississauga. And the community we're discussing today is downtown Mississauga. This is where 80, according to the mayor of Mississauga, 80% of the new construction is going to be right around square one in the downtown Mississauga core. She also often talks about how many new jobs are coming to Mississauga. Mississauga being the second largest city in Ontario, there's a great supply of jobs here, and there's also a great workforce here in Mississauga and in Brampton. So there's a huge future for Mississauga for real estate because of these factors. Now, downtown Mississauga has an amazingly low vacancy rate and fantastic rental rates as well.
Yeah, so the demand is high, the inventory is low. And when we describe Mississauga, downtown Mississauga, I guess we're talking about square one in the neighboring area, right?
Correct.
So city center would be kind of the district there, right?
Correct.
And so what we've seen in the proof of concept is that not many rentals go unrented. The vacancy rate is really low, and those rates are really high. Sometimes almost comparative to downtown Toronto, not on a price per square foot basis, but on a type basis. Like if we're comparing a one bedroom to a one bedroom or a two bedroom to a two bedroom, those rental rates may be not too much off, right?
That's right. We're seeing $1,900 a month for a one bedroom condo in a prime location in Mississauga right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that price will be very different in 4 years.
Definitely.
When Oro closes. We've seen a 30% increase in rents over the last 2 years.
So when we look at the fundamentals driving the value and the potential appreciation of the condos and the customer experience of a new condo buyer, how does Aura stand up to other projects?
That's a great question, Sean. So basically, if a buyer sticks to the fundamentals, they won't go wrong. So the first fundamental really driving value is location.
Location, location, location. That's
exactly
what everybody says, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can have a beautiful house, and if it's in, you know, in a good location in Mississauga versus in Burlington or Hamilton, it's obviously going to be a great price difference, right? So when we look at Oro actually has the best location of any other pre-construction condo in Mississauga right now, and I'll tell you the facts why that's the case. We're walking distance to Square One, which obviously has Yorkville level shopping. It has a Walmart and has everything in between. It has a local college there, Sheridan College. We have trendy restaurants there. We have
Whole Foods. Whole Foods, and we're steps to the new LRT.
Yeah. And so we have the movie theaters. And then when it comes to transportation, value is also defined by how close you are
to
public transit. And when we look at downtown Toronto, there's a huge difference in value if a condo is right on the Yonge subway line versus being a 10-minute or 20-minute walk away from the Yonge subway line. And it's the same right here in Mississauga. It's the same, Sean. So if you're right on the LRT like Oro is versus being a 10 to 20-minute walk away, you're going to have much better appreciation. You're going to have a much easier time getting a tenant, and they're going to pay more money for your condo as well. So when you look at the location, the fact that we are close to the mall, we're right on the LRT, and a short walk to Cooksville GO Train Station. We're 20 minutes in your downtown Union Station. We're very close to the highways, QEW, 403, 401, 407. We really have it all when it comes to location.
So let me just sum that up. So Square One is walking distance.
Yep.
And Square One's the second largest mall in Canada.
That's correct.
Behind West Edmonton Mall,
right? That's right.
So big retailers there, Harry Rosen, Holt Renfrew, all that good stuff. Lots of restaurants, lots of entertainment. And then there's a new Highway 10 here, Ontario LRT, coming up Highway 10. So the stops is just steps away from Oro, actually. Oro is the best located building, will be, best location in the vicinity of that stop for that LRT. And then the third thing, the Cooksville GO Station. So Cooksville GO Station, a lot of the condos that are on the north side of Burnham Thorpe would be quite a far walk to that Cooksville GO Station, when Oro sits on the south of Burnham Thorpe. So it's quite easy to kind of walk over to Cooksville GO Station, and that will kind of add an additional layer of transportation that you can kind of take in a Union Station.
That's right.
Okay, so then let's talk about other fundamentals. What
sure. So location obviously is the most important by far. And a lot of people don't realize what the second most important fundamental is when choosing a brand new condo. The second most important fundamental is, who is the developer? It can be an incredibly different experience if you choose the wrong developer. Maybe the project won't even go forward if you don't choose the right developer.
Definitely.
So obviously here at Oro, our first two buildings are, one first building's under construction, our second building's about to be under construction, so everyone knows the project will go forward. But Oro is built by Solmar. Solmar is an Italian developer that's been around for over 30 years. They're known for really good quality, really good workmanship, and really good customer service as well. So often people like to buy from Italian developers. Italian developers have had a reputation for hundreds of years as being artisans. They take a special pride when they build something or make something. And so Solmar is a fantastic choice for people, especially when you look at the competitors. It really stands out as the best builder.
So, exactly. Solmar, so they're Italian builders. So I guess Oro is a derivative of where the developer comes from?
Or? That's right, yeah. So Oro means gold in Italian.
Oro means gold in Italian. Okay, so are they saying that this building is going to be like gold or what?
Well, they're saying it's going to be the gold standard of Mississauga.
Okay.
The last four buildings they completed were called Bellaria. And today, those buildings are still known as the best quality buildings in that whole area in Vaughan. And that's really their goal for Oro and Edge Towers, the three buildings that for years to come, Edge Towers and Oro especially, will be known as the best quality buildings in the whole downtown Mississauga.
So is it going to be covered in gold or what's going on? Okay, so when we talk about the craftsmanship and all that about the builder, so the top selling building in Mississauga right now, Square One area, would be probably a building, Grand Park, and basically their building is all about quality, and you know it's shown in their resale. So I guess our proof of concept is there. So I guess that's kind of what Solmar is kind of going for. Like they're going for a higher end product. Is that what it is?
That's true. Yes. So that's their track record. Okay. They usually build much better quality. Mm-hmm. We just sold a site for them in Niagara on the Lake, and the townhouses there are just incredible. They're everything is all upgraded. If you would think everything was all upgraded, and everything is standard.
Yeah.
Just stunning townhouses in probably the most prestigious community, Niagara on the Lake, in second to Yorkville. It's probably the most prestigious place to be.
For sure.
As
so,
a village.
So we talked about the first fundamental being location, the second fundamental being about the builder. And what's the third fundamental? Like what exactly?
The third fundamental would be quality, because obviously quality makes a massive difference. If you buy a low quality condominium, you're going to attract a lower economic tenant, and you're going to get less money when you go to sell it as well. It won't appreciate as well.
Yeah. So
either.
So essentially, it'll show in your audience, right?
That's
your tenant mix, your owners. I guess the people that own there. So I guess what basically the logic is here, that when you spend a little bit more upfront, you get a little bit more on the back end as well.
That's right. So essentially, when you walk into a suite, it's 9-foot smooth ceilings. We have 2 washrooms. So basically, quality is built right into the design, because not only is it 9-foot smooth ceilings, but we have 2 washrooms in almost every suite in the building. So when you have a guest washroom for a 1+ den or a 2-bedroom, it just raises the luxury status of it. So.
Oh, definitely. That's one thing I really appreciate about Somar and their other buildings, is that they give a guest washroom in some of their units, which really helps people, like, with your privacy of the owner or tenant, you know, when somebody's coming to visit or in any scenario like that. It keeps that kind of privacy there for that that person.
And you don't see this luxury feature anymore downtown Toronto and Mississauga or in Vaughan or other places.
Definitely.
Because costs have gotten where builders are trying to keep their own costs down. So really,
that's the type of quality.
That's luxury.
So that's the type of quality we expect from Solmar in this project, right?
That's
so,
right.
So what can you give me some other things to compare, like for an average consumer or an investor, maybe end user? It doesn't really, like, either or. What are some other things that we want to compare?
So you mean other fundamentals?
Like amenities and floor plan designs.
So when you walk into the building, you experience, it feels like you're walking into a high-end hotel.
Okay.
You'll see white marble floors. You'll see Venetian columns. You know,
so that classic look, classic look that never goes out of style.
Yeah, exactly. It's a timeless, elegant design when it comes to the colors and how they finish it. So 25 years from now, it would look just as elegant today, you know, as it will be then.
Definitely. You see this in downtown sometimes. Some of the developers come up with, you know, young, trendy sort of buildings. And 5 years down the road, it just doesn't hold up to those old, classic, sort of timeless buildings that, you know, the quality, you can see the quality after 5 to 10 years, right?
That's right. So all the amenities will have that very timeless elegance theme running throughout it. And there's a full range of amenities. Of course, we have 24-hour concierge and guest suites. We have the party room. We have 2 massive terraces. We'll have 2 party rooms. Each will have a big terrace. So there's another terrace, if those are both being used, that people will be able to use. And then on a separate floor in the podium, on the 7th floor, we'll also have another huge terrace there that'll have an outdoor yoga studio, an outdoor gym, a lounge area, sun tanning, al fresco dining and barbecues. And then, of course, we have our regular interior gym and yoga studio, Wi-Fi lounge, movie theater, sports lounge, and gallery as well. So there's a full range of amenities in the building that will really set it apart as well.
So how many floors is the building?
It's a 50-story building.
50-story building.
Yeah, it's got 617 units in the building.
617, okay. 50 floors, okay. So that's quite a tall building.
It is. And it's we're going to have 4 1,833 square foot penthouse, uber luxury penthouse units. And also the same for the sub-pound house level as well. So it will be a luxury building.
So what about maintenance fees? Is there a range for?
Yeah, maintenance fees are expected to be 55 cents per square foot.
55 cents per square foot.
We have over 90 visitor parking spaces in the building, so there will be ample visitor parking. We're gonna have commercial fronting along here, Ontario. And it appears that we're going to have medical type uses there, pharmacy, and other medical type
like a walk-in doctor, maybe something like that, or something like that. So that'll really help with residents, tenants, owner, people that own and occupy the unit. So some commercial downstairs will obviously be really convenient for
and
them.
And the type of commercial you have is important too, because when you have the higher class type of retail, office retail in the building, it's not like you have a check cashing place.
Of course,
on the ground floor. It's very different when you define it.
Yeah, no cash for gold downstairs?
No, definitely not.
But it's Oro, the name is Oro.
He's actually a client of mine. He bought from me in Yorkville.
Okay,
But anyway, it does make a difference, and we have already lined up tenants for those units.
So obviously we haven't launched yet, or Scott hasn't launched yet, and the building is highly anticipated. What do you anticipate some of the incentives to be like?
So I can tell you that we will have free parking. We'll continue to have free locker as well. We'll have free unlimited high-speed internet from Bell. We're going to have a good lot levy cap, and we're going to have the ability to rent during occupancy, and we're going to have free assignment. So we're going to have a very strong incentive program, probably one of the strongest you'll find in the GTA.
Okay, and what sort of, like, what can somebody, what is the price at Oro?
I would love to tell you that, but we haven't launched yet at the time of this interview. So the best thing to do is for people to contact you, Sean, and you can let them know what the price is, because obviously as one of our top agents and as someone who's known as a top platinum agent around the GTA, you'll have first access and you'll be able to get your clients in first at the best pricing and the best choice of units.
Definitely. So once again, I'm a platinum agent here, certified with Scott Davey and at Soul with Solmar. My name again is Sean Gandhi with the Sean G Podcast. You can get in touch with me at gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. Again, that's gandhi.shawn@gmail.com. And I think we have everything we need. Scott, I really appreciate your time.
Can I just make one last comment?
Sure, sure, sure.
When people pick the best location, the best builder, and the best quality, they're going to have a much better experience, they're going to make more money, and they're going to get a better tenant who's going to pay them more rent. So to me, this is the best choice in the GTA.
Words to live by.
Edge Towers.
Words to live by. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. Always a pleasure.